And as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares for a visit to Beijing tomorrow, our next guest has been listening closely to his statements about North Korea. And as we've been hearing today, Tillerson said that the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended and that all options, including military action, are on the table. And to Zheng Wang, these comments are a good first step. He's professor in the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University, and he says that while Tillerson's comments could be risky, putting the military option on the table is a good way to pressure North Korea. But the question for him remains, if Secretary Tillerson wants a new approach with North Korea, what will it be?
So I think he's correct that we need a new approach to the North Korea nuclear issues. But I think the problem is that I'm probably, you know, what's the new approach to the North Korea nuclear issues?
Right, exactly. I mean, let me just jump in here because, you know, given that he was talking about all sorts of previous diplomatic approaches having failed, I suppose the new approach is the underlying question. I'm seeing here, though, that, you know, there are some conservative observers, for example, Bruce Klinger from the Heritage Foundation. He has said that China has actually been part of the problem rather than part of the solution. Does China need to do more?
Yes, I think one of the major reasons for the failure of the past 20 years is that different countries, they have their own self-interest. A major difficulty for China is that how to work with United States, actually, to deal with this issue together, rather than, I think, the North Korea in the past, they have been quite smart to deal with the different parties separately.
So if I may ask this question of China's view on tensions in the region, does the Chinese government look upon President Donald Trump and his administration as viable or effective partners?
I don't think so. But China, actually inside China, there's a lot of discussion and people have a lot of concern, uncertainty. I think when he was just elected, this short period of time, I believe many Chinese, including the officials, they have a high expectation to Donald Trump. Because they thought, okay, Donald Trump is a businessman and he might be a person we can make a deal.
But he's also a businessman that talks tough on trade. He decries the trade deficit that the United States has with China.
Yeah, exactly. So after the phone call with Taiwan, after his several tweets, and I think there's a dramatic change of the attitude inside China as people have a major concern about the U.S.-China relations. But later on, in early February, after, you know, President sent the letter to Chinese President Xi, you know, the things like, you know, changed quite a lot.
So, of course, during the Obama administration, the Obama White House famously said that they were going to undergo an Asia pivot, right? Focusing a lot of diplomatic and economic effort on the United States' relationship with Asia. That's completely gone now, and it's totally changed. So does China feel more empowered, or is China somewhat worried that it doesn't yet know what the American posture towards the Pacific Rim will be?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the Asia pivot is a major concern of China. And now, like you said, the Asia pivot is totally gone. And also the TPP is also gone.
Right.
So this is really good news to China. But I don't think that people are really can, you know, just, they can celebrate, or it's kind of like a real relief for them. Because now they have also a new concern about what will be the Trump administration's China policy. Mm-hmm. And there's a different voice from the, you know, the appointed officials and from the, you know, from the Secretary of State himself, from the other officials, including, for example, Trump appointed Peter Navarro, you know, a major anti-China scholar, to be the person in charge of the trade issues. So I think the Chinese side is very concerned about the future orientation of the China policy. And I think another issue is that I think there's a uncertainty is also about the policy making.
Right.
So, for example, who's in charge of the U.S.-China policy? Whether this is the Secretary of State himself or Secretary of State plus Kushner. So I think through this visit of Secretary of State, they also trying to figure out how the new administration is working and how could they, what is the right process, the right person for them to talk with on the different issues.
Well, Zheng Wang is associate professor in the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University. Many thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.